Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Absolutely, yeah. We knew coming in here it was going to be a savage test that, you know, when after winning last week, we gave Tip a lifeline, so we knew that they were going to come out all guns blazing, which they did. You know, they hit us hard in the first 3 or 4 minutes even, and you know, we stuck to our own plan and just dug in, so we're delighted to come out with the result.
Hard to believe after less than 5 minutes, 1-3 to no score down, and then the penalty save was a big turning point.
Absolutely, yeah. But, you know, no matter what, like, whether you go 3 points, 6 points down or 6 points up, you try and just fall back in your game plan, and that's what we do. We never really panic, and you know, try and fall back to the things that you're good at, the things that work for you, and that's what we've been trying to do. And today, like, when you have that kind of game plan, you know, it helps you out of those kind of sticky situations. You know,
outscored Tip at one stage 2-11 to 3 points. What was said in the dressing room at half time? Because a slight bit sloppy just before the break.
Yeah, and we kind of recognised that we'd kind of, out of the 35 minutes we probably played, we were sloppy for maybe 10-12 minutes. You know, so. We knew coming out in the second half that if you gave them the same start they got in the first half, that, you know, we'd be under pressure again. So it was just about getting out of the blocks quickly again in the second half and making sure we try and kill it off as early as we could.
In the second half, not allow Tip get any momentum, deny him getting a goal. That was crucial.
Yeah, that was the key really. When you get that kind of, I think it was 8 points or something ahead of half time, that you make sure that you try and keep that gap at least and keep the scoreboard ticking over. And for every one you get, they kind of have to get two at that stage. You know, so that was kind of the plan. At arm's length.
Been some turnaround in the last 2 weeks. We were here a couple of weeks ago after the Clare game, and many people, probably myself included, were writing the season off.
Yeah, well, I suppose we tried to just keep the outside out. It's important in this kind of format that you keep tight as a group, that you know that there's going to be chances, that's the group format, and so we never panicked. Just, you know, we knew we took some big learnings from the first two games that, you know, we were poor, to be fair, in the first two games. We took the learnings and we came out and turned around the last two. So, thankfully, it worked out the way it did and we're out of the group.
Within your group, Mark, were there a few honest conversations had after the Clare game?
Absolutely, there has to be. You know, we knew that we didn't play to our own standards. And when you don't meet your standards, you have to, you know, ask why. And so there has to be those conversations. And it's not even hard. It's just take the learnings from it, really, more than anything. What went wrong and try and fix it. So it's the same as any poor performance. That's what you do.
Last year, help Mark, you know, coming through the qualifiers in that last week and this week were both effectively knockout games.
Yeah, I suppose last year was probably the first year in a long time we put a few performances back to back in knockout games. So it's not something we spoke about, but I suppose when you're in those the heat of championship like that, having that experience of knockout games can't be a bad thing anyway.
And did the confidence suffer a lot after, like, the league final, the Limerick game, the Clare game? Was it tough to keep the belief?
I suppose it's tough when you're losing games, but we knew that there were some obvious learnings there, and you know, you try and look after the big rocks first, and if you can try and get them right and see where the performance goes after that, that's the main thing. And once we got those things right, the big things that were wrong, you know, the performances started coming, like last week and this week. So hopefully we can, you know, there's still a lot to work on now for I think it's 3 weeks time we're out or something. There's still a lot to be done. We're nowhere near the finished article, so still work to be done.
Well,
there's a big difference in the role. It's not that I'm more comfortable. I suppose just the role itself is just allows you that bit more freedom. It's not anything to do with comfort. That, you know, happy with that.
A lot of impressive performances throughout. A lot of different scores. Yourself, you got 3 points. Conor Lahan, he got 8 points. It's brilliant to see everyone put in for places.
Yeah, absolutely. And we take a bit of, you know, pride in that in our group. That, you know, there's nobody has a place nailed down. And you know, there's a lot of rotation in the panel and in the team itself, and there's probably 10 fellas outside of the 26 as well pushing to get in, and they're flying and training as well. So it's definitely a positive for the group that we have fellas, different fellas popping up every day.
And what do you think has changed over the last two games? What learnings have you taken to put a performance like that in?
I don't know. I think we have our set game plan, and I suppose it was just nailing the big things that we look to get every week. I suppose just pushing on that bit, maybe pressing a bit faster and stuff like that. There was a lot of simple things that every team tries to do. We just weren't doing the first 2 days and trying working it. Yeah, and it'll be the same preparation no matter who you're facing now. The Joe McDonagh, I think Laois turned Dublin over a few years ago, so it's definitely no game you can take for granted in this competition.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.